Hi, I'm Dave Crane and welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And here is my latest book, Turbocharge Your Brand, 30 Days to Design the Perfect You. In this book, I go through everything you need to get your mindset just right. All the things you need to do to improve your business and all the daily exercises you should be going through to change your habits, to get new habits, to free more time and to be able to coach yourself to success. We even look at your weekends and create special things that you should be doing to give you that better work-life balance. This is exactly how you do it, and it's all part of a larger system to help you turbocharge your brand. You want to know more about it? You want to know how to do it? Look at the website Turbocharge Your Brand TV and click on the button. You'll find it. It's right in front of you. And together, let's do this. Let's turbocharge your brand too. Welcome back to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. On this episode, we're going to find out how you can improve your business even more by getting in an executive coach. And I'm going to be sharing the one that's working with me, Alan Elias. I'm also going to share with you 10 mistakes that are very common but always made by people when marketing to try and build their brand. Real no-nos. Find out what they are on this show. On top of everything, we're going to be profiling one of the most successful businessmen of all time. Finding out how he did it and how you can apply it to your business. Who are we talking about? Bill Gates. The Bill Gates. On this show, stick around for Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Tip. People say to me, Dave, how can I guarantee to get the best information from my clients? Do I have to do a big questionnaire? Why do I want to ask them all these questions that they're only going to give me negative feedback? Well, it's a very simple system, and it's taken from my friend Jack Canfield from his book, The Success Principles. Whenever you deal with any clients anywhere, you've got two questions to ask them. The first one is, if you were to score my services, my work, our relationship of what we did for you, whatever it is, out of 10, what would that score be? So maybe they say 7, 8, or 9. Second question is, what would make it a 10? And let them tell you the bit that's missing. It's positive. It means that there's no emotional rubbish that gets in the way, and you can work on that and upgrade yourself. You keep asking that question to everybody that interacts with you, and pretty soon you'll be getting 10 off everybody. Cool tip, isn't it? That's how we do it on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Most people now feel very comfortable with using LinkedIn as their primary business search engine, but they don't really know how to go about doing stuff. Well, here's a very simple strategy. Get into the groups. Create your own group. Whatever your business is about, it could be a tribe, so it's all about the industry that you're in, or it could be specifically about the business that you own and the people who interact with it. Whichever you think will have the deepest roots and the most interaction. But also, look towards other groups. There must be millions now of different types of groups on LinkedIn. I can guarantee that of the 50 that you're allowed, there are 50 all about the industry that you're in. Look at the size of the group. Look at the area, the location, read the stuff that's interacting, find out who the big boss is and make contact with them. If they like you, they know everybody inside the group and they can put you onto the people who are most relevant. But get involved in the conversations. Don't just get there and post, I'm great, buy my stuff. People hate that. It feels like spamming. Give people advice, help stuff to help people do their stuff, and also offer them lots of free things. Offer them a copy of your 10 tips. Offer them your new ebook. Offer them a chance to have a bit of coaching advice because there's a problem that they have. What you're looking at is a freemium business model. Once you get them in and relating to you, then you can sell them a higher premium product. So think about that. Get into LinkedIn, start making relationships, go to the forums, go to the groups, join them, and then start making more business. It's Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Have Have you ever thought about having an executive or business coach working with you? Well, what could they do? Well, a new set of eyes is always the best way to look at your old business. Sometimes you're too close to the subject. Like a fish swimming around the world looking for water. I can't find it anywhere. Well, you're in it. Sometimes the problems that you have, the opportunities all around you are too close, so you just don't see them. That's why you need to have somebody who knows their business, who can ask you the questions and give you an overview that maybe you can't do on your own. Now, Alan Elias is one of those experts. He's the boss of a neuro leadership group based in the UAE, and he's also my own personal coach. So how can he and that business help your business? Let's find out on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
You know, Dave, a lot of people come to me and they talk about getting to the next level. And I think that what is really attached to that is some limiting beliefs. So a bit of confusion, how do I get there? And maybe a facilitation process with somebody who can assist.
For many people, their perception of what a coach is almost like having a psychiatrist or a shrink. It's not like that at all, is it?
It's not like that at all. And I think that what psychiatrists and shrinks do is really delve into the past. What I would do as an executive coach is really delve into the future. And that's what's really exciting about that. So it's what is possible rather than what happened and what made me whatever it is. So that is the basic orientation, about really thinking about what I can become.
Do you think that the business community is now more open to the idea of having a coach than they were before?
It is. I think that there's still a lot of education. Depends on which part of the world you're in. In this region that we live in, I think there is still a lot of education. But we are seeing a lot more acceptance of having a coach, because the world of executives is a very lonely place. And a lot of the money that goes to learning and development goes to the masses. And therefore, you know, I think executives are starting to look at, so how can I get my share of the cake?
Absolutely. In terms of being a fully rounded and successful leader, should a leader look at having leadership skills, managerial skills, and coaching skills as part of their portfolio?
Absolutely. I think that if you have a look at what leadership constitutes, a lot of it is about mentoring and coaching other people. And a lot of our leaders don't have the skills to be able to do that. So I think that a lot of imperatives that we're working with at the moment are really to empower, because if you look at the world of learning development now, the dollar that you're going to be spending on certain imperatives is just not stretching far enough. So what you have to do is to appeal to people in their leadership roles to ensure that people receive development as well.
Right, if you're running a business and you're wondering, how should I do my marketing? How can I reach all my audience and what mistakes should I avoid? You're going to find out right now. 10 mistakes that everybody seems to make when marketing and creating their personal brand. Starting with number one, no target market. So many people don't actually know who they're targeting with all their stuff. They put it out there thinking everybody's going to love me, and maybe they will, but who's going to have a call to action based on just you advertising who you are? Focus on the people that are really going to want your stuff. If you're wondering who they are, find out who your competition is, and find out who their clients are. Or even if you've had one client only who's loved your stuff, find out who they are and work on that kind of demographic. Number two, keep your profile sites relevant. Update everything and go through a fine-tooth comb. What might have been relevant to your site and the kind of business that you're looking for 6 months ago might still be up there, but it will turn off anybody as you go towards your new direction. So go through, make sure that everything on your sites, and even if you've got more than one site, or your Facebook, or your social media profiles, make sure they're relevant for the target market that you're after. Yes, you can change your profiles. Yes, you can update everything, and indeed you should. Number three, another big mistake that people make when it comes to advertising their stuff is not being contactable. Make sure you have a call to action and make sure it's relevant. Your phone number is the current one that you use. Make sure the email is the one that you read all the time and one that's not going to take all their details and put it into spam. And make sure that if you have people going to your website is ready to capture all their details straight away. Number four, having no referral system in place. When people want to spread the word about you and tell what you do to their friends if they come to you, make sure that you are ready to deal with that. Make sure you're going out and telling people how to refer to you. Very simple. When you've got a client that's successful and happily bought from you, ask them for three friends that they would recommend. Often it's useful saying that at the very beginning of every transaction, I'll be asking you for three contacts at the end of this session if you are buying into my stuff, if you believe in my product, if you think I've done a good service for you. Please make sure that they're ready and follow it up. Make sure you get those referrals, because if somebody's bought from you, they'll want to spread that word. And also, their friends are more likely to say yes if you say that they've bought it too. Number five, having no marketing strategy, not knowing how you're actually going to get customers in, spread the word about your business, and target your market. So many people don't have an idea where they're going to start. They're just going to put it out there and hope for the best. No. That will cost you a lot of money. And guess where that's going to come from? Paying your bills. So don't do it. Make sure you've got it in place and you go through a fine-tooth comb, only spending what you need to spend. And in social media, you don't really have to spend that much. Number six, having no social media optimization. Social media is free. It's a no-brainer, whether you're using LinkedIn or Facebook or YouTube videos or tweeting about it or Pinterest or any of the many other sites. Make sure that your website has lots of easy ways that people can like and share your content. Also, make sure that it's very easy for anybody who goes to your website to click on any link and go to your social media profile and start a conversation going. Number seven, another big mistake, is not capturing contact details of anybody who visits your site. Not just visiting your site, make sure, by the way, you've got a squeeze page or a little box that takes their email and their name. Even just their email is a good start when you have an automated system to send them stuff. Give them something free or a video or something like that. But also make sure your offline system works as well. Always carry business cards and make sure you exchange business cards with them. Tell them when you're going to follow up. Make sure that they're ready and receptive, and then make sure that they are looking for your stuff to arrive. Also, if you've got your business card and you've got your photo on it, that means that we'll know exactly who's contacted them when they look through their stuff. Number eight, another big mistake, is if you're going to go out and tell everybody how good you are and why they should buy from you, make sure that you are actually an expert. Now, what does that mean? I don't know if I'm an expert, Dave. Well, very simply, you've got to position yourself as an authority in your business. You don't have to be the authority, you just need to be an authority. Prove it. Prove it by your successes, by your testimonials, by things that people have left as comments on your site, and also by the stuff that you write. Are you doing blogs? Are you tweeting around your subject? Can you do a question and answer on it? Are you doing webinars? Whatever the case is, make sure you're positioned as an expert. Tell everybody about your upcoming book, and then start writing it. Number nine, the ninth biggest mistake that everybody makes when it comes to marketing their stuff is not maintaining their strategies. Doing a bit here, a bit there, and changing it overnight. It's consistency that people want to see. They want to see that you've got the same message and you carry it all the way through. And also, it might take nine different interactions with you or observations of what you're doing before they have enough confidence that you're the person to go to. So don't give up after two or three times thinking it's not working. It probably is working, but just keep going back and tweaking it, but keep going in the same direction as well. And number 10, the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to building their brand, it's not looking at a relationship first. Think about it. Why would you just go buy my stuff to everybody? Nowadays, everybody who does that misses out on the opportunity to interact with their clients. It's a two-way conversation. Straight advertising hardly works anymore, and it's never cost-effective. Build your relationships with everybody. Interact. Have an interest in who they are. Give them great information about what it is that your message is truly all about. And then once you've got that, you can add a promotion. Think of it in terms of going to a party. Would you walk up to somebody in a party and give them your business card, say, buy my stuff? No. What they're going to say is, hold on, wait there. Who are you? I don't know who you do. I don't even know if I like you. Why would I want to do business if I don't know anything about you? The rule of thumb is very simple. If you're going to do 10 things online in social media, make 9 of them social interactions and 1 of them all about sales. That's about the correct kind of marketing mix. So there you have it. Observe those 10 things and you'll cut out 90, maybe 99% of the mistakes that people make online when it comes to building their own personal brand. It's it's time for Ask Dave on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. And Samira Dallas asks a big question, which is very common. She says, Dave, in my business, I need to go out and get more clients. I have to do presentations, and I have to start drumming up new business that we've never had before. The problem is, I'm scared of public speaking. What are people going to think of me? What if they ask me difficult questions that I can't answer? Or what if I say something, and I can't finish off my lines because I get really nervous and clamp up? Well, Samira, this is very common. You know, 9 out of 10 people feel exactly the same way. But there are some very simple techniques. First of all, let's remember the fact that you have to go out and market your business. But you could also do a lot of it on video if you feel more comfortable talking to a camera and not to people to get the overall message across in one take. Bit like we're doing here. And that video can be sent out to prospective clients without you having to go and visit them. But supposing you're not confident with that and you like a small audience or you have to do some kind of one-to-one with an audience at all. Well, the thing is, one-to-one is a way to think about every audience. It might be a big group, but it's also full of individuals who are having a relationship with you. So in that case, when you talk to an audience, look around the faces, see all the people there, smile, keep that relationship going. Because ultimately, even though they are an entity as an audience, they're all individuals. Now remember, they also want you to be successful. They're not there to laugh at you, they're there to get some information from you, to find out about your business. Basically, how can you help them? That's what they're after, not choosing whether you're going to be a star on American Idol. So remember that. If you're finding that you dry up, take some crib sheets. Have a bit of paper, a small bit of paper, or a bit of card, and just write down the bullet points of what it is that you want to say. Nobody will care if you've got them in front of you and you keep flicking through to make sure that you've got it right. That's understandable. But nowadays, more easy than that is to have a PowerPoint presentation. Get everything you need up there and follow that. Don't read it word for word because that becomes really boring, but it does allow you to keep on track. Also, study other people. Whenever it comes to being a great presenter or anything else, make sure that you have other people that you can follow. Watch stand-up comedians. Take somebody in with you who's a very good speaker to introduce you. Or even better, when you stand up for the very first time, ask for forgiveness from the audience and say, I'm very nervous. I don't generally like to talk to people in public in case I get stuff wrong. What do? You get everybody instantly on your side and they'll forgive you for messing up. In fact, if anything, we'll probably give you a round of applause and tell you they feel the same way. So Samira, I hope that answers all your questions and helps you to be a better presenter. And the very best of luck finding that new business. And now at Turbocharge Your Brand TV, it's time to profile one of the most successful and wealthiest people of all time, Bill Gates. Now, you already know that he is the big boss of Microsoft. Even though he's not running it anymore, he's as close as you can get to Microsoft. Plus, also, the guy is a huge philanthropist. For all the money that he makes, a large percentage gets given away to help charitable foundations, which is great. When you got that much money, give it away and help the world become a better place. So how's he do it? What's his business model? How's he gone from doing one thing, creating computer software, to another thing, dominating the world and dictating exactly how you're watching this show? It's all down to Bill Gates. So let's investigate. Let's find out what's made him so successful in such a short amount of time. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
What do you think of Malcolm Gladwell's theory that the years 1953 to 1955 were the perfect ones in which to be born for the computer revolution?
Well, his book makes a lot of great points. That is that in all success stories, there are significant elements of luck and timing. You know, I wasn't the only kid born between 1953 and 55. But absolutely, to be young and open-minded at a time when the microprocessor was invented, in my case, I have a friend, Paul Allen, who was more open-minded about hardware-type things, and literally brought me the obscure article that talked about that first microprocessor and said, you know, this is going to improve exponentially. What does that mean? And I said, well, that means we can do anything we want. And then he was, you know, bugging me the rest of the time. Every time there'd be a new microprocessor, he said, can we do something yet? And when we were in high school, that didn't happen. So he came back to Boston, took a job there, and actually the microprocessor that was finally good enough came out in early 1975, and that's why I dropped out. So the timing was pretty important. You know, why didn't older people see it? Well, they weren't as open-minded. They didn't think about software as the key ingredient. Now, you know, a lot of kids started doing software, and you don't, it's not, if somebody reads the book to say that if you spend 10,000 hours doing something, you'll be super good at it, I don't think that's quite as simple as that. What you do is you do about 50 hours, and 90% drop out because they don't like it or they're not good. You know, you do another 50 hours, and 90% drop out. So there's these constant cycles, and you do have to be lucky enough, but also fanatical enough to keep going. And so the person who makes it to 10,000 hours is not just somebody who's done it for 10,000 hours. They're somebody who's chosen and been chosen in many different times. And so all these magical things came together, including who I know in that time. And I think, you know, that's very important. When you look at somebody who's good and say, could I do it like them? They've gone through so many cycles that it may fool you that, you know, yes you could with the right luck, imagination, and some talent.
And that's it for this show. I hope you really enjoyed it. Remember, if somebody's got a birthday, we've got a special gift for them here. And also check out this, my brand new book, Turbocharge Your Brand TV, 30 Days to Create the Perfect You. Coming up next week, we've got an even bigger and better show. We'll be chatting to an event master, Gautam Ganglani from The Right Selection, to find out if you want to take your show on the road and you want to be perceived as a great speaker in different territories, all the things you need to do to make that a reality. Also, we're going to give you 10 things that you need to be doing to your business to get brand new clients and to monetize old ones even better. And the star profile for next week is Ricky Gervais, the star of The Office, the writer of Extras, and the guy who's won more awards than almost any other comedian, bar none. He's sold out Madison Square Garden more than any other stand-up comedian, and he's been on Letterman more than anybody else as well. But what makes him so successful and so funny? Find out on the next episode of this show, Turbocharge Your Brand TV.